The Mitchell's Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11.
Now, earlier in the program, I was talking about the worst experiences you've had as a patient going to doctors. How can doctors improve the patient experience? With me on the line is an expert in this space, Shelley Thompson. She actually goes in and consults with practices to find out how they do it and how they can improve the perspective of a patient. And Shelley, good morning to you. My opinion on this whole thing is that the reason why more people don't go to the doctor, and they say men, it's a huge problem with men not wanting to go to the doctor, is simply because the patient experience is usually quite terrible.
I agree with you.
One of the most recent times that I went, had to wait for 2 hours, and you are reading magazines from many, many years ago, in some cases decades ago, and you go there for 2 hours just for them to tell you that you've got the common cold and rest up and see how you go in a week.
I think that's a very common experience, Mitchell, and I think as patients now, we expect a lot more than that, and I think going to any healthcare professional is much more than the consultation itself.
So the question is, what are some of the things that practices are doing to try and get people back on board?
Well, I think just thinking from the patient's perspective, I have a girlfriend who recently had a very bad experience. She'd moved interstate and hadn't yet selected a new GP. She hurt her back at the gym and she needed a health professional very quickly because she was in a fair bit of pain. And as a result, she looked up on Google, as most of us do these days, to try and find a practice quickly. And so for her, it was urgent. And in that sort of situation, our practice really needs to think about, well, what does the patient need at that point in time? And so, I think today's businesses all need a website. We need some online booking functionality because these things don't always happen between 9 and 5. We need to be quick to answer the phone. You don't want to be on hold for 5 or 10 minutes while you're waiting. So just thinking from the patient's perspective.
Yeah, and would it be possible for the clinics to actually keep to the times that they offer for booking? I mean, for instance, I think the last time I went, I might have booked in for a 2 o'clock appointment and was still waiting at maybe 3:15. I mean, that's not good enough, is it?
No, and I think it's quite frustrating in our day and age. We're all time poor. We're running around. We've got other things to do as well. We might have left work to go to that medical appointment. We may well have children to pick up from school or other urgent things to do outside this medical appointment. So we do need to know that it's running on time. And I think that's a common courtesy. I know that, a lot of health professionals do run late, and some of those delays are, unavoidable because GPs don't know what's going to walk in the door.
Yeah, well, that's true. I mean, from a clinic point of view, they're a business, aren't they? They want to try and retain customers or even attract new customers.
Absolutely. So there's quite a lot they could do just to add a level of respect for our time. It's not that hard for them to pick up the phone and just say, hey, Mitchell, I'm really sorry. I know your appointment was at 2 o'clock. We're running a bit behind, just to avoid delays for you. Would it be okay if you came at 3?
And if you don't feel sick, you probably do after being in the waiting room. And most of the ones that I've been to, they've got lighting that it's sort of a weird colour. It doesn't make you feel particularly well, and you've got people running around. Some people are coughing up lungs in the seats next to you. I mean, that in itself is not a great experience. It's probably the worst place to be.
No, I think the waiting room is actually the worst place for most of us to be at any time, and it's a very poor part of the experience typically when you go to a healthcare professional. One of the things that I do, in my business as a patient experience consultant is when I'm engaged by a new client, I go undercover, and one of the things I do is I sit in their waiting room and I'm looking to see what sort of experience that is. Are the magazines out of date? What are people doing? Are the walls freshly painted? You'd be surprised how many times there's paint chipping off the walls or scratches and marks that nobody from the business themselves has realised. And I think all of these things add to a very challenging experience when you're already unwell.
Sometimes you get the feeling that clinics are doing pretty well and don't need the new business because doctors are, in some cases, hard to come by. In Geelong, I know there's some shortages. People find it hard to find doctors because they say not taking on new patients. They're going pretty well. So is there a sense that maybe doctors don't have to compete quite as much as other businesses out there because they've got a pretty special service and people always need to go to the doctor?
Yeah, that may be the case for some businesses, but I think that's very old-fashioned thinking. You know, if you think from a health perspective, clients move away. You know, most of us are fairly transient, or we're prepared to move these days. I think if a healthcare business has that sort of perspective, it's very out of date. And like any business now, they need to grow and maintain their customer base, you know, of us as citizens. And the only way to do that is to continue to have good people coming, new people coming through the door, and to maintain a good practice experience so those people come back. And they verbally, you know, give you positive word of mouth referrals and attract more people to your business. And I think that's a more modern way of thinking.
So from what we've discussed, what do you think are the main factors that practices need to look at in order to improve that patient experience?
Well, I think the biggest one is the upfront experience before you've even arrived at the practice. I think a lot of business now can be lost before you even realise the patient is looking. And so including a website functionality and certainly online booking, I think, is the number one thing to do. Most busy people don't necessarily have time between 9 and 5 to pick up the phone and make an appointment. A lot of us make appointments after hours, and we want that convenience. So I would say that's the number one thing to do. I think too, also, just put yourself in the patient's shoes. You know, as you know, the practice manager or receptionist or the health professional themselves, sit in the waiting room, be your patient. You know, I think that they're the most interesting things that you can do, and you'll gain the deepest understanding of what it is that the patient goes through.
I really like your idea of going undercover. I think that would pick up a lot.
It does. You'd be amazed at what people learn, and quite scary for them sometimes to get that feedback because they've never done it before.
Well, Shelley, thank you very much for being on the program. I think some very interesting thoughts there, and good luck in trying to turn around some of these issues that maybe more of us will go to the doctor when we need to.
Thanks very much, Mitchell.
Shelley Thompson joining us there to talk about what surgeries and practices can do to make a better patient experience.
The Mitchell's Front Page podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 to 11. Or search for Mitchell's Front Page on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or wherever you get your podcasts.